The council meeting will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Howell.
Here.
Mr. Allison.
Here.
Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Here.
Eight present.
It is 8:01, and the salute to the flag, if Councilman McAllister can lead us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
MIS will attempt to play the national anthem.
No pressure.
Mr. McKay, if you could come up and sing for us. Here we go. We could all be seated. I did want to thank everybody. This is going on our third month now in the boardroom of the Warwick Police Station because of a leak that occurred at the Warwick City Council chambers, which is under repair, and it's less than ideal conditions in the room, but I want to thank all the staff for setting it up. And as you can see, we sometimes experience technical difficulties in the middle of having our meetings here, but everybody's trying to make the most of it, and I appreciate the staff's time and also the public for coming to these meetings in sometimes crowded. With that said, the first item on the agenda is, yes?
If I may, let's call for a moment of silence.
Yes.
For one of our citizens here in the city of Warwick, Mrs. Gail Cook. She passed away over the weekend, Sunday actually. Gail has been a very long-standing member of our community, a very long-standing member of the Democratic Party, very involved in community affairs, and certainly is going to be sadly missed on a whole lot of fronts. She was a loving mom, loving grandmother, and just genuinely a really nice, fun person to be around, and certainly is going to be sadly missed. So, all due respect, a moment of silence.
Councilman Lattiser is asked for a moment of silence. We'll recognize a moment of silence in her memory. Thank you. Any other council members that want to make a statement under general communications? Any other council members? I did want to make a statement about the state of the city of Rouse. and thank Mayor Sullivan for having that meeting to advise the citizens of the city regarding the financial issues that the council and the mayor and the city are facing. What was disappointing to me was to hear the response of former Mayor Abedijan somehow blaming the council and rewriting history as to what occurred here last May. As you will recall, mayors are elected for a two-year term. Councilman Travis and I have been here a long time. The only time that we saw a mayor leave office was when former Mayor Chafee left office because his father had passed away and the governor had appointed him to be the United States Senator. We haven't seen anybody leave to take a job in the middle of their term. I recognize that it was a great opportunity for former Mayor Avedisian, but when the council president, now Mayor Solomon, has to leave in the middle of, leave his employment and work, he's, I believe, self-employed in several different businesses on a moment's notice, and for him to inherit a situation where the budget was coming before the council, a $330 million budget. The chief executive officer that put that budget together, and you can imagine how many months it takes, at least six, to put something like that together. And then two and a half weeks before the budget is to be presented by the council, the finance director resigns. And we've had other department directors resigning or being replaced. So to say that he was surprised that the council could have amended things and changed things, which we did to the best of our ability, you know, was unconscionable to me. There was no reason that if he'd like to take a job that was in his best interest, could not have come back and explain to the council and to the administration what changes he made to the budget and why he did or did not include certain things. In particular, as you know, for the first time, I think, for both Councilwoman Travis and myself, I don't remember a lawsuit filed against the city. And we had this lawsuit filed against the city by the school committee asking for an additional $4.9 million in this year's budget when Mayor Avedisian sat in on the negotiations with the school department. So a little bit of time.
That's better. That's better. I like it. Better now.
Yeah. You can hear it better?
Well, I heard one. It sounds better. It's quiet.
Test, test. Thank you. So we had a situation where $9 million the school department is asking for in this year's budget. We had a settlement negotiation where former Mayor Avedisian participated. In his budget, he suggested a 0% increase in the school department budget, knowing that there were $4 million on the table in raises. This council did the best we could to estimate what savings would be when we close or repurpose schools, at least three schools, and listen to recommendations from the person that drafted that budget and is finance director. Then recently, in essence, what he's saying is we should have known better. We should have known better what? To accept your recommendation, no increases in the school department budget? And this council foresaw some of those issues and actually increased school budget by $1.5 million in this fiscal year. After we voted, it was reduced by the state, our what we had received in the previous year, by $1.7 million. So talk about the perfect storm. And then Mayor Solomon, in his presentation to the council, talked about other unforeseen consequences of the previous administration, including, and I'm irate when I learned about this, that agreements were brought before the council, in particular with the Roark Fire Department, that did not include all of the costs or agreements that were actually implemented by the Avedisian administration. So let me repeat myself. We're elected officials. We're to assume that what is being brought before us is the truth. So when we receive a contract as a council to vote on, and we're told in particular that there is a sick leave provision in there that after 140 hours that individual members of the Roark Fire Department will receive 50% compensation and the other 50% they will not receive. And when that amount is allegedly reflected in the finance director's statements to the council in the way of a fiscal note, it shouldn't be this council's responsibility to test the truth and veracity of a finance director or an administration. When people give us information, they swear to tell the truth. I expect them to tell the truth. And when we've come to learn years later that there was actually a written side agreement that talked about provisions within a contract that were never brought before the council. I was on the council. Councilman Travis was on the council. Mayor Solomon was on the council. We're looking at fiscal notes and written contracts that are false. Fraudulent. Let me go further than that. Fraudulent. How are we supposed to make decisions in the best interest of the city of Warwick when we're not given all the documents? Then we see a signature line where the department head for the administration, the Avedisian administration, the Warwick Fire Department, the chief of the department, signs the side agreement. It's signed by the municipal union. And then it's witnessed by Mayor Avedisian's council. Then it's witnessed by Mayor Avedisian's council, the city solicitor. And that side agreement says you get 50% now and 50% later. Last time I checked, that's 100% of every sick day. Nowhere is that reflected to the council. Yet Mr. Avedisian now claims that he had no knowledge of this when his department director for the fire department signed off on it, his city solicitor witnessed it, his finance director approved it, and his treasurer paid out on it. And it's in writing. I don't know how much bolder you can be to implement something that doesn't come before the city council for approval. And this is where I have to compliment Mayor Solomon again. Because if he didn't put in the ordinance that required city council approval of these items, what else would have been buried? The members of the public, the staff, the city council members deserve to be told the truth when we're voting on things. For Mayor Avedisian, now in the public slash private sector at the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority, to make statements in the paper this past weekend that former city council members or current city council members should have known better and should have made changes to fraudulent agreements that were never brought before them is outrageous. Outrageous. And it's unbelievable to me that an executive, a former executive officer, could somehow turn around and blame the city council for not knowing the side agreements that his administration was working with and paying out. Then to make matters worse, the same contract comes before the council in 2016 with no mention of the side agreement from 2012, which they amended to 75% and decided to keep the 25%. No mention of this. No mention of it in the fiscal note that's given by the finance director. Yet, in the paper this weekend, we read again how incompetent former council members were and incompetent current council members that were sitting at the time were for not recognizing fiscal woes that were coming down the pike of the city of Warwick because fraudulent contracts were entered into under the Avedisian administration. The audacity to imply that council members, past and present, should have had knowledge of the underlying agreements that were never told to them, I can't even tell you how upsetting that is. It didn't happen once, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't just happen in 2012, where you get certified numbers from a finance director in the terms of fiscal notes. It happened twice, and it was in writing the first time and amended verbally the second time and not disclosed to anybody. And that's the tip of the iceberg that Mayor Solomon and this council has had to deal with. Now we find out the Finance Committee held items from MIS, the former MIS director, to learn about computer and communications equipment. We spent, I think, in last year's budget $1 million, and then they come back with an $800,000 amendment. And the audacity of the city council, last year's city council, to actually ask questions about why it was going up almost 100%. And to the credit of the finance committee last year, and which happens to be the same finance committee this year, and to the other council members, we held it. So rather than bringing it before the council and getting approval, they used an obscure way to circumvent the council by using a voucher process and paying the bills that we hadn't approved anyway. Par for the course for the Avedisian administration. But no, we're expected to recognize that. We're expected to recognize when there's fraud. And thank you for the new MIS director for uncovering it. Now we find out more improprieties with regard to vacation time and how that's calculated, and how people are walking out the door with more than that's anticipated. It's just one issue after another, and it needs to be talked about. It needs to be understood. The blame game of, well, part-time council members with one full-time staff member should be catching fraud in departments? Really? It's upsetting, and I'm sorry I took so much time, but I just wanted to compliment Mayor Solomon again for having a State of the City address, and all my council members for discussing this, and my constituents and members of the public in Warwick, rest assured, this council will pursue all rights and remedies it has in its control to right these wrongs that have been committed against the public. And I thank all my council members for the time. The first item on the agenda is the quarterly reports from Dan O'Rourke of the Water Department.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dan.
Let me just, as an aside, too, you're talking about the State of the City address. It was very encouraging to hear a mayor and chief executive talk about infrastructure in the city and the need for it, and not to kick the can down the road. And as you know, I've been singing that song for the last couple of years here before this body about the need to invest and reinvest in the infrastructure. So from my end, it was encouraging to hear that, and particularly when you have a mayor that's out there. And again, I'm not running for office. I'm not trying to make points. Anybody who knows me calls it like it is. I call it like it is. To be standing out there by Route 95 in the middle of the night in the freezing cold, watching a major water line for the city that ruptured there in support. And that means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the staff around me. And to hear those statements the other night meant an awful lot. So I just want to mention that and go on the record. So anyway, pursuant to the resolution, and I did submit the report to everybody who has it in front of them, I would be happy to take any questions. The main item that took place, or the main item that took place over the last couple of months, few months, was the rupture of that 30-inch water main within 200 to 300 feet of Route 95, and it's still an issue. It's still an ongoing issue. We're videoing one of the both of the lines, actually, to determine the means and methods in order to rehabilitate that line to get it back into service. And it looks like we're going to be able to put, or we have put, the line back in service for because that we made a determination that it is in good conditions. And it's a key line in terms of providing water throughout the season, particularly the high demand seasons. I cannot emphasize how close we were to losing Route 95 that night. That was with it. It was always my greatest fear in the 26 years I've been in this position, was that one of those lines would fail through age, obsolescence, or whatever. And lo and behold, 6 months ago, we went out to bid, and I do have proposals to inspect all the critical water lines throughout the city, and there's a number of them that go under railroad tracks, go under interstate highways, rivers, etc. And the break beat me to it. So I was going to come before the council, and I remember meeting at one time with Councilman Lattiser about ways to approach the bids that we had received. And with the rainy season, and the rainy season meaning the flooding of the Patuxent and where some of these critical lines are, was almost impossible to perform that type of inspection of these lines. But that's something we're going to be looking to do in this construction season coming up, and going out to bid, and putting it in our budget to do some inspection of all these critical water lines, which I had intended to do before. So, but again, I could produce a lot of things on a quarterly basis. I could throw all kinds of statistics at you, but I can't emphasize them enough the need to invest, not 5 years from now, 10 years from now, but now. But I believe we have the support in the corner office for that, to do some things now with our rate structure. And I will be proposing that to the administration. And I'm hopeful I'll receive the support, and the support will be shown to this body. So.
Thanks, Dan. And I know that how tough of a situation that water main break was. And I know that you've been coming to this council for years talking about the aging infrastructure and how old the pipes were. And I know Mayor Solomon talked about that the other night in how we need to include that in the budgets, and how in years past that wasn't, it was overlooked. It needs to be fixed. Some of the water pipes, I think you said, went back to the 1930s.
The best available information, but we have a lot of pipes, a lot of cast iron pipe that goes back to the 1930s. Just for your information, a lot of the areas in the northern part of the city, like the Patuxent, Lakewood, behind Aldridge, in that area there, that was part of the Providence Water Supply Board system at one time. Pontiac, all those systems. All those areas were small water systems, which eventually Warwick took over back in the 1960s and made it a universal citywide water system.
Thank you. Do I have any questions from council members? If not, thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on February 25th, 2019. Could I have a motion, or could I have it moved for favorable action?
Motion for favorable action.
Councilman Lattisaw, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on the moving of the minutes of the council meeting on February 25th. If not, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Dan, I wasn't here.
Yes, and one abstention, Councilwoman Travis. Thank you. So that stands passed. Next item on the agenda is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Next item on the agenda is appointments requiring confirmation. There's one to the Land Trust. Could I have a recommendation from the Appointments Committee?
Move favorable action.
Okay. For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action for Patricia Levesque for the Land Trust Commission.
Councilwoman Travis moves favorable action, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman McElroy. Any discussion? Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll for the appointment of Patricia Levesque to the Walk Land Trust.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yeah.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
The appointment stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3819, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 3819.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Item number one, 2019-126, traffic light maintenance, favorable action. Number two, 2019-205D, original equipment manufacturer's parts, has become PCR 4019. 2019-247, cement concrete mix, favorable action. PCR 3519, resolution of the bond award not to exceed $6,185,000, favorable action.
Thank you. Do I have any questions on the consent calendar for finance? Any questions? I know we spent a lot of time in committee. I think it was close to 7:30. And the next item on the agenda under the consent calendar is PCR. You removed one item?
Switch.
item number four should actually be 2020-01, Police and Fire Disability, favorable action. Item five, 2019-267, support Tyler, consent manager, favorable action.
Thank you. Any questions on the consent calendar as moved? Next item on the consent calendar is PCR 3919, resolution relative to abatements committee report, finance. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 39-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattiser.
But there was abatements that were put forth regarding the Airport Corporation, amount of $92,000. There was an extensive amount of conversation on that. The Finance Committee was pretty vocal in their position with another abatement from the Airport Corporation versus very little support, if any, for the city. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. It's an abatement that there was an error made in how the calculations were done. It was discovered by Mayor Solomon's administration, and they have implemented policy and procedures going forward, so that type of oversight would not occur again.
Okay, and that has to do with the Airport Corporation.
Correct.
Removing properties from the Airport Corporation. Another removal of property from our tax rolls without compensation, although we provide services to them. Very frustrating from the council and the mayor's perspective and from the taxpayers that were expected to pick up the bill for services to the Airport Corporation. With that said, are there any questions regarding the abatements? Any questions regarding the abatements? Okay, so we have the consent calendar. It's been moved and seconded. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes.
Consent calendar stands passed. There was one item removed on the consent calendar. I think it's bid 2019-205B, which is now PCR 40-19. Committee report, finance.
The Finance Committee recommends unfavorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends unfavorable action on PCR 40-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
Mr. President, this was presented to us as a result of DCW doing the due diligence to be able to acquire the OEM parts. And in reviewing the bid, what was in place for us to bid on was companies who had not bid in the first place. And I had a conversation with the director earlier today with regard to that, and he was in full agreement with me that vendors should not be allowed to just all of a sudden appear and have their bids put in place when they didn't want to take the time to go through the motions of the bid process, the bid package, doing the documents, filling in the blanks, et cetera, et cetera. So there were numerous vendors who chose not to bid. They simply didn't bid. They absolutely walked away from the request of the department head, who I might add was very diligent and spent a lot of time putting together these RFPs. You'll remember that this bid has been hanging out there for a long time because we wanted list prices from vendors. They weren't giving us list prices. They were strictly dealing with a culture from the previous administration that allowed that type of behavior and allowed that type of activity to occur. Our director, Solitro, and his staff spent a lot of time coming up with these new RFPs, with the language, with the requirements, et cetera, only to have some of the vendors putting it quite blankly, thumbed their nose at DPW and the city council and the city and say, fine, we're not going to bid. Well, then, fine, you don't deserve our business, period. And having said that, that is why the Finance Committee has recommended unfavorable action. We are not going to support vendors who do not want to abide by the city's requirements for bidding, the city's requirements in the RFPs, and if you don't want to do that, then fine. You're not going to be considered as a vendor. And Director Solitro is very confident that he can certainly attain these pots, OEM pots that he needs from other sources. So that's the reason, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is any discussion? I know we discussed it a lot in committee also. Any discussion? If not, a yes vote is for unfavorable action, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
PCR 40-19 is not approved. Next item on the agenda is PCO 318 Rocky Point Ordinance to protect the rights of private property owners. That's for first passage. It's not drafted. A committee report, Health, Education, and Welfare.
Hold till April 1st.
Held till April 1st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6918, a resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, Health, Education, and Welfare.
Hold till April 1st.
Held till April 1st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 15218, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
That's also held till April 1st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 12-19. Formerly 2019-189, Athletic Field Marking Paint Committee Report. I believe that's favorable action.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Favorable action on PCR 12-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
That this honorable body had proposed a long time ago. And the Finance Committee rendered a decision that this item was going to be held for the 60 days that it should have been brought to us. And this is why it appears before us now.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on this? If not, it's been moved and seconded. Then this is PCR 1219, now 2019-189, Athletic Field Marking Paint. It's been moved for favorable action. A yes is to approve. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes.
PCR 1219, now 2019-189, Athletic Field Marking Paint stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2919, a resolution to the State of Rhode Island Traffic Commission and the State DOT requesting a no left turn traffic sign on Airport Road at the intersection of Evergreen Avenue and that's a committee report, Public Safety.
Withdraw to the request to be
sponsored. For action, Councilman Howe.
Request to be withdrawn.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the withdrawal? I know it was discussed in committee. If not, a yes is to withdraw. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes.
PCR 2919 stands passed for withdrawal. Next item on the agenda is PCR 30-19, a resolution relative to installing a no left turn sign on Evergreen Avenue at the intersection of Airport Road. Committee report, Public Safety.
Committee recommends with
For action, Councilman Howe.
Request to withdraw.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion on the request to withdraw? I know we discussed it a lot in committee. If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Boyle?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 30-19 stands approved for withdrawal. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3219, a resolution relative to placing stop signs on Evergreen Avenue at the intersection of Pavilion Avenue. Committee report, Public Safety.
Recommend favorable action as amended.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action with amendments.
Councilman Howe moves for favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Ricks. I understand you want to put in an amendment, Councilman?
Yes, Mr. President. Move for amendment to PCR 32-19 sub A, solicitor to read.
Okay, and that's seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe. If the solicitor could read the amendment into the record.
PCR 32-19 sub A. The changes are as follows. On line 22, we are adding the word avenue following the word pavilion. On line 26, following the word avenue, we are inserting the following language. And recommended that traffic traveling in both directions on Evergreen Avenue be prohibited from turning onto Pavilion Avenue. On line 35, after avenue, we are inserting a semicolon and the word and the following two be it resolved clauses. Be it further resolved that a no left turn sign be erected on Evergreen Avenue at the intersection of Pavilion Avenue to prohibit motor vehicles traveling north on Evergreen Avenue from turning left onto Pavilion Avenue. And be it further resolved that a no right turn sign be erected on Evergreen Avenue at the intersection of Pavilion Avenue to prohibit motor vehicles traveling south on Evergreen Avenue from turning right onto Pavilion Avenue.
The amendment has been read into the record and moved and seconded. I know we discussed the changes to this traffic resolution. Are there any further discussions about this amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Boyle?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman Howe, if you could move it as amended.
Move for favorable action as amended.
It's seconded by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Howe, any discussion on PCR 3219 resolution relative to placing stop signs on Evergreen Avenue at the intersection of Pavilion Avenue? Any further discussion? A yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Boyle?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 3219 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3419, a resolution in regards to do not enter 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. and 2:30 to 2:50 p.m. signs on Almy Street front parking lot and Gulf Street rear parking lot at Lippitt School. Committee report, Public Safety.
Committee recommends favorable action with amendments.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action with amendments. I could read them, Mr. President.
We're going to move that in a second. So it's seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman McAllister. Now you'd like to make an amendment, so if you could move the amendment at this time.
Favorable action withdraw. Move the with amendments.
Okay,
Mr. President.
And that's seconded by Councilman Ricks and Councilman Howe. Did you want to defer to the City Council solicitor to read that amendment into the record, or did you want to?
I can do that, Mr. President.
Sure.
Add a.m. after 8:15 and 8:45 in both spots on the amendment. And add p.m. after 2:30 and 2:50 in both places on the resolution.
Very good. Is there any discussions on the minor amendment to add a.m. and p.m. to clarify that? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment to PCR 3419, a resolution regarding do not enter signs on Gulf Street and Alme Street near Lippitt School. A yes is to approve the amendment. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Pauling?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
The amendment to PCR 3419 stands passed. If Councilman Howe could move PCR 3419 as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion on the motion to move PCR 3419 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve it as amended. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 3419 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3519, a resolution authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $6,185,000 in general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 35-19.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, and myself. It's co-sponsored by all the members of the City Council. Go ahead, Councilman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I do have a lot to say on this particular item, but I'll just defer back to the earlier comments from the committee. So,
yes.
I'm done.
Thank you. Yes, Councilwoman Travis.
It's not on the topic, but it is on the resolution.
I recall, yes, yes. So if we could add that, if the clerk could add Councilwoman Travis's name on there. Councilman McAllister.
I have an amendment.
Okay, Councilman McAllister moves an amendment, seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman Lattisaw. Go ahead, Councilman.
This is a technical amendment to clarify the resolution referenced in Section 9. So on page 2, line 22, after resolution, insert R-18-12.
That's been moved and seconded. It's a technical amendment to add the resolution number. I believe everybody understands that. Are there any questions regarding the technical amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr.
Pauling?
Yes. Mr.
Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattisaw, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 3519 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis, and the entire council, and myself. I know we've had long discussions for people just tuning in at home. We probably spent about an hour with the school committee, and we don't need to rehash all the reasons that we're in support of this. But we had a very lively discussion and debate on many issues. And we'll leave it at that for purposes of this discussion on the full council clause. So if there are no other further questions, a yes is to approve the bond referendum for the school department in the amount of $6,185,000 to improve school facilities for our kids, faculty, staff, and our parents. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Pauling?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Absolutely.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 3519 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 3619, a resolution creating a commission to review and make recommendations on changes to Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances. Committee report, ordinance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move for favorable action.
Councilman Ricks has moved for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw and Councilman Howe. Any discussion, Councilman Ricks?
No discussion.
No discussion. Okay. I know we talked about this a lot in committee also. It's just to set up a study committee regarding changes to this ordinance. A yes is to approve. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAlister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Ms. Stroud?
Yes.
PCR 3619 stands passed. Last item on the agenda is PCR 3719, a resolution supporting the restoration of public moorings at Guarded State Park. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action with an amendment.
Okay, and I'll defer to Councilman Lattiser to move that since it's my resolution for...
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAlister. I don't know who has the amendment. If you want to move an amendment, Councilman Lattiser moves an amendment, seconded by Councilman Howe and Councilman McAlister, and the city council solicitor will read that amendment into the record.
On line 43, following the word management, we are inserting comma, the members of the Rhode Island General Assembly representing Warwick and East Greenwich, the members of the East Greenwich Town Council, and the town manager of East Greenwich.
Thank you. Again, that's the line item that directs the clerk where to mail the resolutions being amended. If there are any questions, if not, a yes.
Yes. Signing on as a co-sponsor.
Yes, and Councilman Lattiser would like to be a co-sponsor. Councilman McAlister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman Mack, the entire council would like to be a co-sponsor of this. So a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAlister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
The amendment stands passed. If Councilman Lattiser could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 3719 as amended.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAlister, Councilman McElroy. Any discussions on this as amended? Again, we discussed this in committee, and it's self-explanatory. There were public moorings that DEM had put out many years ago in front of Goddard Park, and were looking to have those restored. So that the public can once again use them. A yes is to approve PCR 3719 as amended, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAlister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 3719 as amended stands passed. We'll move to the docket session. Councilwoman Travis, if you could move us to the docket session. Councilwoman Travis moves, seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe. I mean, Councilman McAlister. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Move to, you know what? I forgot to ask for unanimous consent, so I apologize. Before we go into the docket session, is there anything for unanimous consent from Ward 1? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6? Ward 7?
Pass.
And Ward 9 passes. And Councilwoman Travis, as it's been moved and seconded to move us into the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We moved into the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket? Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, Mr. President. I have 8, but I'm going to reduce it down to 3 for the sake of time.
Sure.
The first one is a resolution. The tentative title is going to be Sewer Authority, resolution in support of sewer authority amendments.
Intergovernmental.
The next one is an ordinance, tentative title Pension Board. The contents is authority over the Pension Board.
Finance.
The third one is economic development. And it's supporting Mayor's initiative for development in the city center district.
Into economic development. Is there anything further?